We begin the current daf Masechtas Nida daf Nun Gimel. Begin on the bottom of Nun Beis Man Beis. Three lines up in the bottom of the Amud. Where the Gemara quotes a Braisa continuing the theme of the previous daf of the previous Mishnah, which we had at the Machlekes regarding if a woman finds a kesem. Kesem is a stain. We didn't actually see the discharge from her body, but we suspect that it's a menstrual blood, and therefore she's we consider her as a Nida. Now, what if it happens during the days of Ziva and it happens for 3 days in a row? Or, which was a machlekes regarding if we find a big stain, which technically, if you separate them into three different parts, each one will be the size of more than the gris, which then we could suspect that it happened three different times, 3 different days, thus making her a Zava Gedayla. So, Reb Chanina ben Atignis, he held that we're not Chayshish, which in the Mishnah was quoted as the opinion of the Chacham. But actually, the other Rabbanan, which in the Mishnah is quoted as Remeir, they say that no, we are Chayshesh Mishrim Zav, and that even if you find one huge stain, which is the size of three Grisin Va'id, we'll suspect it that it happened in 3 different days, 3 different times, thus making her into Zav Gedayla. And on that theme is where Tana Bon Linda Brysa are continuing with the next Brysa on that same theme. Haraya Kesem, if a woman finds and sees a stain, so im yesh bo kedei lechalek gimel grisen. If there's enough to separate and divide that one big stain into 3 different grisen, which grisen is the size of like a certain type of split bean, which is the minimum measurement of being considered as the rabbinic halacha of kesem, because less than that we say maybe it didn't come from our body, it came from lice, which was common in Talmudic times. Shehen kegris v'oid. In other words, if one finds the big stain that's 3 large grisen. Where in every single one of those gris, and you'll have a little bit more than a gris, which is called the halacha, the measurement of a gris va'id, which as the Gemara is going to tell us later on in the Testament, that's the minimum measurement of being considered as a gris, then chesheshes, then we'll be concerned and suspect her to be a Zava Gedayla. Because if this happened during the 11 days of Ziva, although we only find now later this huge stain, it could have been over 3 days, and they just happened to fall together in the same area, and there's enough blood here in the quantity in the area that it takes up to say that it was from 3 different days. Now vimla, but if not, if you don't have enough that it could be divided into more than 3 grisen, then in the cheshesh, then we're not suspecting because there's not even enough blood over here for us to think that it was from the woman 3 days in a row. But Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra oimer mishum Rabbi Yosi says no achazu va'achazu. Either one of these cases, even when we only find, let's say, 2 grisen worth of blood, cheshesh, we are concerned. Why? How is that possible? Don't you need to have to be a Zava Gedayla to have had blood of more than a gris on 3 different days? And here there's that would require 3 grisen. There's only 2 grisen. The concern is that maybe she saw one of those grisen by Bein Hashmashes, by halachic twilight, which is the end of the day and the beginning of the night, where... Or let's say one of them was by day and the other one was by twilight of the second day, where having an emission, a discharge by twilight, is considered as 2 days because part of twilight is part of the day and part of it is at the nighttime and it's considered like halachically another day. So it's 3 consecutive days. So though there's only 2 grisen, let's say one on one day and the second one on the second day, but that second day, let's say, could have been by twilight, which it's considered both day and night. So it's day 1, day 2, and then day 3. So because of that, although even though there's only 2 grisen, it's like there's 3 grisen, meaning it's like it's 3 on 3 different days, thus considering her, and he considers her suspect as a Zava Gedayla. Now, the Gemara continues to happen, and Gimel and Alf, the Braisa continues, and Amar Rebbe says, which the Gemara is going to explain what his statement actually means, Nirin Divri Rebbe Yehuda ben Igra, it would appear the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda ben Igra, who he says in the name of Rabbi Yosi that we are concerned for her to be Zava Gedayla, even though we only find a stain of 2 grisen, Bishaloi Batka, when she did not inspect herself by Bein Hashmashes. So as we're going to explain, so if you didn't inspect, it could have happened by Bein Hashmashes. And then we have to suspect it. So it's technically she could be a Zava Gedayla. But it appears the opinion of the sages who say, no, when you only find 2 grisen, we don't suspect it to be as a Zava Gedayla. Bishop Batka, when she checked, if she checked Bein Hashmashes and didn't find anything, so obviously it didn't happen by Bein Hashmashes, so then we have no reason to suspect when there's only 2 grisen that it happened on 3 days. It only happened then on 2 days that are consecutive. But says the Gemara, my Batka, my loy Batka. What does he mean, Rebbe, when he says that it appears his opinion when it's Batka and his opinion when it's loy Batka? So Amar Ravi says as follows, he says, Ashkechasinu l'rabban in the Bei Rav, the Yasir Kamri says, I encountered the yeshiva students who were sitting and were saying, that Hachamayiskin, what are we talking about over here in this machlekes between Yehud ben Egre and the Rabbanan? is kegoyin shebod ka'atzma. It's talking about where the woman inspected herself. She did a bedikah, she did an internal examination by both twilights, which is between the 3 days, v'loy bot kechaluka. But she didn't check her clothing on those 2 days. Only on day 3 did she check. And on her cloth, on her garment, she found a stain that was the size of 2 grisin. Now, since she didn't check her garment up until this point, so she doesn't know when the stain or stains happened. So therefore, we have to suspect that maybe it happened during twilight, during Bein HaShemashes, whether one of them was by on the first day and the second one was by the Bein HaShemashes. But be that as it may, that could be considered as 3 re'iyas because she didn't check her garments. So she checked herself, but she didn't check her garment. Now, moreover, they qualified as follows. Vaf atzma lebatka, and even this that we said that she checked herself, she didn't check herself. Oh, we're saying that she checked herself by Bein HaShemashes because that's the point over here. Because when she doesn't find anything, but the significance is by Bein HaShemashes, because that's what we're suspecting, did happen by Bein HaShemashes. So they're explaining that their machlekes is so much she checked herself, but she didn't check her garment, only all the way at the end, and then she finds this stain of two grisin, which did it happen on 2 days, because that's what 2 grisin would be, or maybe it happened three, by Bein HaShemashes. So, v'af atzma le'batke ale Bein HaShemashes Rebbe Yehuda. Now, moreover, this machleg is brought in Masechta Shabbos regarding the halachic definition of the parameters of what is twilight, meaning what's the doubtful time. It is, up until then it was day. After that is nighttime. What is the parameters of Bein HaShemashes? Machleg is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. So on that, the Gemara says that the yeshiva students were saying that even this case that they're talking about where the woman checked herself, Loibatke le Bein HaShemashes Rabbi Yehuda. She only checked herself during the twilight of the halachic definition of Rabbi Yehuda. Shigmarim. Sechel Shabbos Perek Bem Amalikin explains that when the upper part of the sky got dark, but the horizon, the lower part, didn't get dark, it is still red, which is a measurement of like how much time it takes to walk a half a mil, which is around 9 minutes. That's the Bein HaShemashes that she checked herself. But of the Bein HaShemashes to Rabbi Yosi, but the halachic definition of the twilight of Rabbi Yosi, which is after that, which is all the way at the end of the day, right before the night is starting, which is like in the blink of an eye, this ends and that starts. Loibatka, that end of the tail end of Bein HaShemashes, which is what Rabbi Yosi considers Bein HaShemashes, the woman didn't inspect herself, and that's the machlekes. The Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan who held that were not concerned, they held Bein HaShemashes Rabbi Yosi Lelihu. They said no, what Rabbi Yosi considers Bein HaShemashes, which is after the Bein HaShemashes of Rabbi Yehuda, it's already nighttime. So Loibatka Bein HaShemashes Rabbi Yehuda. So as we described the case. Since she had checked herself during the twilight of Rabbi Yehuda, and she didn't see by any one of those two twilights a re'iyah, so we have no reason to suspect that there was a re'iyah by Bein HaShemashes to count it as 3, to give it a stringency of 2 days. So if there's only 2 grisin, it obviously only happened on 2 days, and not on 3, and therefore she cannot be a Zava Gedaila. But Rabbi Yosi, which is this halacha of Rabbi Yehuda ben Egra, who's saying it in the name of Rabbi Yosi, he's litame. He goes according to his reasoning. Damar Bein HaShemashes Sveikahav. He says, no, that we're concerned, since she only checked the way we're describing the case in the Bein HaShemashes of Rabbi Yehuda, maybe right after she stopped doing the bedika, which was during the Bein HaShemashes of Rabbi Yosi, then she had an emission. That's still Bein HaShemashes. That's still considered as the previous day and the next day, which is like 2 days. Oh, therefore, that could be 3 consecutive days that she had a re'iyah. Now, according to Rabbana, they consider it as nighttime. And even if she would have seen right after that, during Rabbi Yosi's Bein HaShemashes, they wouldn't consider that as 3 re'iyahs because that's already considered part of the next day, not part of 2 days. And therefore, wouldn't be considered, quote, 3 consecutive days. And therefore, that's how they qualified the machlekes. The same case, the question is, what do we consider as Bein HaShemashes to consider it as a possible doubt? Because she checked herself. She checked herself, so we know. Yeah, but she checked herself during Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShemashes, not during Rabbi Yosi's Bein HaShemashes. The question is Rabbi Yosi's Bein HaShemashes considered Bein HaShemashes or already nighttime? So now, v'aminu luha no. So says Rava, then I said to those yeshiva students, no, there's a difficulty with your interpretation. Elmale yodel be'eineho, if her hands would have been in her eyes, which is a euphemism for the genital area, meaning having done a bedika, called Bein HaShemashes, the entire twilight of Rabbi Yehuda, which is like around 9 minutes. So if the bedika would have, the bedika clothes would have been there in that in the Eisa Makam the whole time. So Yafa Atamayim, then you're saying a very good interpretation. The Rabbanu wouldn't be concerned, because since the whole Bein HaShemesh Rabbi Yehuda she didn't see, so obviously she didn't see any Bein HaShemeshes. But Achshav, but now were you saying that she just did an inspection during the Bein HaShemesh Rabbi Yehuda? So that means that takes what, 30 seconds? How long does it take for a woman to do Bedika? Shemim silikudar rasa, maybe when she removed her hand, then even during the Bein HaShemesh Rabbi Yehuda, which it's not a split second like a BAC, it's a period of like how long it takes to walk a half a mil, like 9 minutes, that's very long. So maybe when she stopped doing Bedika, then she saw. How does that help? Even according to the Rabbanan, why are we not chayshish that it happened the rest of the time of the Bein HaShemesh Rabbi Yehuda? And the student said to me, you're right, Ki Kamrina, when did we say our concept? Kishanasnu yadea b'nao kol b'en hashmashas. What is the common practice known as moich dachik, which is another added element, but it means to say that the bedika cloth is there the entire time of the b'en hashmashas. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. And again, therefore, their interpretation does make sense, which is that, yes, you have to suspect b'en hashmashas. But if you check the whole b'en hashmashas, then we have no reason to suspect. But the machlekes was, if it was checked during the Bein HaShemesh Rabbi Yehuda, not of Rabbi Yossi. The question is, do we concern that as a Bein HaShemeshes or no as nighttime? Rabbi Yossi held that it is Bein HaShemesh, and therefore, since it wasn't checked then, you have to be Chayshish, and therefore maybe the two reason is really during 3 days, and therefore they have to suspect it as Zavah Gedailah. But the other opinions, the Chacham, they held that no, that's not considered Bein HaShemeshes, and therefore that entirety of Bein HaShemesh Rabbi Yehuda was checked, and therefore we have no reason to suspect. So that's their machlekes. On that, Amar Rebbe, so then Rebbe went along and said, regarding this machlekes, he said, Nirin de Rebbe Yehuda ben Igra, it would appear to suspect that to treat her as a Zavah Gedayla, like the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra, kishaloi batka, when she didn't check. Now, from the fact that Rebbe's saying that that's where I hold like Rebbe Yehuda, because if she didn't check Bein HaShemeshes, so then yeah, we have to suspect maybe it happened then. But it sounds like, but when she did check, and she didn't see, then he doesn't hold like him to suspect. So the inference then is, but that according to Yehuda ben Agra, that even when she did check herself, Bein HaShemeshes, that still he suspects her to be a Zavah Gedayla. But that has the Gemara as follows. My loy batka, what is this case that Rebbe saying, oh, when she didn't check herself, that's when I hold her Yehuda ben Agra. Elim, if you think what Rebbe was saying is, I hold her Yehuda ben Igra. The Badka, what do I mean, Loy Badka? No, the Badka but Rabbi Yehuda. She did check herself during the Bein HaShemesh of Rabbi Yehuda. The Loy Badka but Rabbi Yaisi, but what it was saying was, but she didn't check herself during the Bein HaShemesh of Rabbi Yaisi, so though she checked herself during the Bein HaShemesh of Rabbi Yehuda, you still have to be in doubt regarding Bein HaShemesh of Rabbi Yaisi. But I don't hold like him when she checked herself during both of them. I only agree to him when she didn't check herself during what? During Rabbi Yaisi's Bein HaShemesh. But Machlal, Rabbi Yehuda Sava, but then the inference would be that Rabbi Yehuda ben Agri himself would hold Avagav de Batka b'Tavayu, that even if she checked herself during Bein HaShemesh of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda, there's still Chayisha, we still would have to suspect her to be a Zavah Gedayla. But how can you say that? Habatka. But she checked herself. Most definitely she didn't see one of these two Grisin during the Bein HaShemesh, because during all interpretations of Bein HaShemesh she had checked herself, so there's no one of those two Reis that you could split into two. So how could Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra then say that you'd be Chay Sheshes? So Ela Pshita, rather, isn't it obvious to Loi Batka that when Rabbi says, when I agree to Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra that you have to be Chay Sheshes in the case of when she didn't check, it means she didn't check herself not by this one and not by that one. When she didn't check herself during any one of the two Bein HaShemeshes, then you have to suspect that maybe she saw a Re'iyah during the Bein HaShemeshes of Rabbi Yehuda. That's when I agree to Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra that then you would have to be Chesheshes. Now, Aval Bad Kibbut Rabbi Yehuda Vole Bad Kibbut Rabbi Yehuda, but that's what Rebbe is coming to disagree with Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra. But if, let's say, she checked herself during the Bein HaShemeshes of Rabbi Yehuda, but she didn't check herself in the subsequent Bein HaShemeshes of Rabbi Yehuda, then loy chayisha. Then I don't agree to Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra that you would have to suspect her to be a ziva. Then you're not chayisha. So if that's the interpretation, so almost obviously we see that Rebbe holds that Bein HaShemeshes is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is Bein HaShemeshes. Le Rebbe, Lelihu, according to Rebbe, that's considered nighttime. And therefore, even if she would see then, you wouldn't split into two. That's where he's coming to disagree with Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra. But the difficulty is, Amos Seifa, look at the next half of his statement. He said, and it would appear the halacha of the chacham, that we don't suspect her to be, as a Zavah Gedayla, kishabatka, when she did check herself. Bein HaShemeshes. Now, my batka. What's this case that he's agreeing to the chachamim when she did check herself? Elam and the bat kabbi Yehuda, if it means to say that as long as she checked herself during the Benesh Masr Rabbi Yehuda, even though Vala bat kabbi Rabbi Yisi, even though she didn't check herself in the Benesh Masr Rabbi Yisi, what Rabbi is saying is, oh, that's where I agree to the opinion of the Chachamim that you don't have to be concerned that she's a Zav Gedail. But if she didn't check herself, neither by the Benesh Masr Rabbi Yehuda or that of Rabbi Yisi, well, then I don't hold their opinion because that's where I would agree that you would have to suspect. Now, machlal de rabban tavi, then the inference would be that rabban themselves would hold that avagav de loy batke betavai, that even if you didn't check by both, not by that of Rabbi Yehuda or that of Rabbi Yisi, that they would still hold loy chashinen. They didn't have to suspect her to be a zavagadala. But how could you say that? Chalei batke. But she didn't check herself at all. So of course you have to suspect that maybe she had a discharge during Bein HaShemashes that then you could split into two. So elab shita, rather, isn't it obvious? When Rebbe's saying that it would appear the opinion of the Chachamim, in the case of when she checked herself, it means that in the case of when she checked herself during both. The Badka, Bein Rabbi Yehuda, Bein Rabbi Yisi. Said Rebbe, I agree to the Chachamim, meaning on that, but he's obviously disagreeing on something, in the case when she checked herself by both of their Bein HaShemashes. Avol, but the inference then would be, Badka b'Rabbi Yehuda. But if she checked herself only during Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShemashes, V'le Badka b'Rabbi Yisi, but she did not check herself during Rabbi Yisi's Bein HaShemashes, where the Rabbanan hold that even over there, you don't have to suspect. On that Rebbe saying, I don't hold to them. Because since she didn't check herself during Rabbi Yisi's Bein HaShemashes, so then you have to suspect that maybe she saw it during Rabbi Yisi's Bein HaShemashes, and then it could be split into two, and maybe we have to consider it as a Zavag Deil. But the difficulty with that is, Sa'alma bin Hashmash is Rabbi Yisi. So from there, the inference is, obviously, Rabbi Yisi bin Hashmash is L'Rebbe, Sveika Hava. That's not for sure considered as night. It's still considered doubtful time of bin Hashmash. So Kashid Rebbe to Rebbe. So you have a contradiction in the inferences of both of these statements of Rebbe. And what does he hold in the bin Hashmash of Rabbi Yisi? Is that nighttime, or is that still considered bin Hashmash of doubt? So says Gemara Hachakama. No, this is what Rebbe means to say when he says Nirin, it would appear. He wasn't saying his own opinion, which is, it appears to me, which then the inference would be, oh, from the fact that he says, oh, that's where I like this opinion, and that's where I don't like that opinion. So the inference is, but the opinion that he's disagreeing with would hold it on both those points. And then you had the questions to say, okay, wait a second, so what exactly does Rebbe himself hold? No. Rebbe is coming to qualify their machlokes in what they're disagreeing about. He's not talking about his own opinion. Rather, he's saying as follows. He's saying, Nirin Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra l'Rabbanan. When he says Nirin Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, wasn't saying for himself. He was saying that it appears the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra to his disputants, that of the Rabbanan, meaning they agree to him that you would have to suspect her to be as a Zavag Deila, when? Deloi Badka Klal, when there was no Badika done at all. No Badika done at all. Loi Rabbi Yehuda v'loi Rabbi Yisi, by neither one of the Bein HaShemashes. He says, oh, Sha'af Chacham loi Nechlekov, there they would agree that you have to suspect her as a Zavag Deila. Because even the sages, they don't disagree with him, that they say, oh, you don't suspect. The case that they disagree with about is only if she checked by Rabbi Yehuda's Bein HaShemashes, but not by Rabbi Yisi's Bein HaShemashes, where that's where the opinion of the sages is. When you checked by one of them, then it's going to be sufficient. You're not going to suspect, because they hold that the Bein HaShemashes of Rabbi Yisi is considered nighttime. Whereas Rabbi Yisi himself, like Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra quotes him, goes according to his reasoning that he says, no, it is considered still part of Bein HaShemashes and a doubtful time. Until you do a bedikah by both of them, you have to suspect that maybe she had a discharge by Bein HaShemashes. But she didn't check at all, then of course they're going to agree. And the same thing is in the other way. If you check by both, or you don't check by either one of them, they both agree to the other one's opinions that you do have to suspect or not. Their whole machlekes was, and that's what Rebbe was coming to say, just to qualify their machlekes, so he can't infer what he himself held to ask a contradiction in his opinion, that is if they checked during Rebbe Yehuda's Bein HaShemashes, but not during Rebbe Yehuda's Bein HaShemashes, exactly as those students of the yeshiva had explained it to Rav himself. However, the Gemara says Verminu. Seems to be a contradiction in the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, who he was quoted before in the opinion of Rabbi Yisi. Now the Gemara quotes a Braisa that seems to show a contradiction in his own opinion. The Braisa says, Haroya Kesel, if a woman finds a stain on her garment, so says the Braisa as follows, L'ri'iya Meruba, if it's a large amount of blood, meaning the shear of 3 greasin and a little bit more, so then chasheshes, then we have to suspect if it happened during the days of Ziva, maybe happened 3 consecutive days, and then we treat her as a Zavag Deila. Now, l'ri'imu etes, if it's a smaller amount of blood, which is only, let's say, a little bit more than 2 greasin, 2 split beans, then ain't chasheshes. Then We're not suspecting Hazaza B'Gedera. Look, it's not even the amount of how much it could be of blood of 3 days, which is what the minimum is to make Hazaza B'Gedera. Zud Divrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra Sh'amar B'Shem Rabbi Yisi, which actually this part already sounds like it's contradicting what he said in the previous Braisa, which is that, no, he was the one who was saying that in the name of Rabbi Yisi, Achazu V'Achazu Cheshesh, you suspect even if it's less than three, which is actually going to be the next opinion recording. But that's his opinion. Now, Rabbi said, no, Anisha Mati Mimenu, I heard from Rabbi Yisi, Sha'achazu V'Achazu Cheshesh. He's saying the same opinion that Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra said in the previous Braisa. That no, for both of these cases, even when it's less than three grisen, we do suspect her to be as a Zava Gedola. And Rabbi Yisi himself explained to me why that would be. And he said as follows. Uma ilu nida, because take the halacha of a regular nida, a menstruating woman, who the halacha is when she sees any blood, just a little bit, then she's tummy automatically for 7 days, and she could see blood for all 7 days. As long as at the end of the 7 days she stops seeing blood, she could immerse herself in the mikveh that night, and she's considered tum. Now, shaloi hefrisha batara, if she didn't do what's called a hefsik tar, she didn't stop in the state of purity on the seventh day, from afternoon and onward, meaning if she didn't do a bedika by bein hashmashos, loy tei becheskes tameya, isn't the woman going to be in the presumed state of impurity and that she cannot immerse herself in that evening? So though in the morning of the seventh day, she did a bedika, she checked, she saw she's not seeing blood, it's not going to be enough. We have to verify that towards the end of the seventh day. So obviously, from the fact that this woman had a discharge, and that's why she was in nida, so that whole day, which that would be an interpretation if she had a discharge on the seventh day itself, because she could see blood all 7 days, she's considered that we presume her to continuously see blood until the end of the day. So therefore, even if you checked in the morning, there was no blood, that's not going to help. You got to check all the way towards the end of the day, including bein hashmash. So therefore, also over here, since she didn't check herself the entirety of the bein hashmash, so you have to suspect, maybe at the end of bein hashmash, she had a discharge, which that would be considered as two ureas. So therefore, Rebbe's quoting the name of Rabbi Yisi that you're going to have to suspect that there was a discharge during bein hashmashos. So although there's only two grisen b'ayin, maybe it happened during bein hashmashos, and because we find that there was blood on these 2 days, and maybe it was during the whole day, and it could have been even during bein hashmashos, just like we find by the nida that we suspect that maybe it happened during bein hashmashos. Now, but said Rebbe, the nirin devarav, it would appear the words of the first opinion, that of Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra, meaning, says Rebbe, I agree to him, Kisha Batka, that when she did check herself the entirety of the bein hashmashos, that you're right, then you don't have to suspect anymore to say that maybe these two grisen is going to make her into a Zava Gedola. But when she didn't check herself, so that's why I disagree with him. And that's why I'm quoting the name of Rebbe Yisi, that you do have to suspect that maybe we have to treat her as a Zava Gedola. Now, says the Gemara, when Rebbe says that I agree to him, Kisha Batka, my Batka, what does it mean that if she checked herself? If he means to say that if she checked herself during Rabbi Yehuda's bein hashmashos, but not during Rabbi Yisi's bein hashmashos, and that's where I agree to him, that then you don't have to suspect. So, machlal Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra sava, but the inference then would be, oh, that's where you agree to Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra, but Rabbi Yehuda ben Igra himself would hold. Avagav de loy batka, loy Rabbi Yehuda, v'loy Rabbi Yisi, that even if she didn't check herself by neither one of them, that's still loy chayshe. You have to suspect, as long as you saw for two, if there's only two grisen worth of blood, you have to suspect. We don't think that maybe she had during bein hashmashos. But the problem is volei batka. But according to that version, she didn't check herself at all. Why wouldn't we have to suspect that maybe it happened during bein hashmashos? Elipshita, rather, isn't it obvious that what's the case that Rebbe saying I agree to Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra? Is the batka bein Rebbe Yehuda or bein Rebbe Yisi? When is it that you don't have to suspect that these two grisen are really happened over 3 days because one of the days was during bein hashmashos? If she checked this up during everyone's bein hashmashos. So, obviously, if she checked, she didn't see, she didn't have during bein hashmashos. But, machlad Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra suffers. So, then the inference is that Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra himself holds that bad ki Rabbi Yehuda, for the bad ki Rabbi Yisi, that, okay, you're right. So, Rabbi agrees to him if she checked during everything. But he doesn't agree in the case, but Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra does hold, if she checked herself during Rabbi Yehuda's bein hashmashos and didn't check herself during Rabbi Yisi's bein hashmashos, that then the old, that's enough. Loi chayshu. We're not concerned. Then we don't concern as if she saw during bein hashmashos. So Alma, and this is the question, so obviously we see that bein hashmashos Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yisi's subsequent bein hashmashos, Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, that he says, Lelihu, it's considered nighttime. She didn't see during bein hashmashos. Oh, she didn't check during Rabbi Yisi's. That's considered nighttime. That's not bein hashmashos. So Kasha, Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra. So we have a contradiction in what is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra. before we quote him as saying that the Beis Hamikdash of Rabbi Yossi is considered a Safek. And therefore, we explain that that's why you have to concern and suspect it to be a Zavik Gedayla. And here, seemingly, we're saying that no, he's not concerned with that Beis Hamikdash of Rabbi Yossi. Consider that as nighttime. So the Gemara further qualifies the question. Bishlem b'lei Rebbe, it's very well, if we didn't have added on to these brises, Rebbe qualifying their machlekes in both in the first brisa and this brisa, then like Kasha, we actually wouldn't have a difficulty, Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra on Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra. Because we would say it's simple, that Hasam over there in the first brisa, which quoted him as saying that you do have to suspect her as a Zavah G'dayla, even when you find just two grisin, is the Batka b'Rebbe Yehuda, b'lei Batka b'Rebbe Yehuda. When she only checked in Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmashas, but not Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmashas, that yes, he does consider Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmashas as a Safek, and therefore you would still have to be Chayshas, then maybe she's sort of doing Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmashas, and therefore split that into two, and maybe it's considered like a Zabbah Gedayla. Hacha, but we would say over here in this Braisa, where he's saying if you saw only two Greasen, meaning less than three Greasen, that you wouldn't suspect that it'd be a Zabbah Gedayla, is the Batka Name B'Rabbi Yehuda B'Rabbi Yehuda. That's talking about where you checked by both their Ben Hashmashas. Okay, so then you wouldn't have to suspect. But Elba the Rebbe, but the difficulty is, but with Rebbe, when he comes to qualify the machlekes, so we said the only way he could say it as we explained, so what's Rebbe coming to say? We said he's qualifying the machlekes, as we said, that according to Rebbe Yehuda, he's saying that he holds like Rebbe Yossi, that it's a suffix. And here we're seeing that he holds that it's considered nighttime. So Kasha, according to that interpretation, it's difficult. So the Gemara, you're right, but Trey Tanoi believed Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra. There's a machlekes Tanoim in the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra. And they both hold of Rabbi Yossi's Ben Hashmashas, but the Machlekes is regarding how to qualify that opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Hai Tana Sabah, the Tana, the first Braisa held, who holds that you do have to suspect, even when there's just two Greasen, that Shalom Ben Hashmashas Rabbi Yehuda. What happens is first, the measurement of the Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmashas concludes, and then as we continue to Medbeis, V'hadr Chayil Ben Hashmashas Rabbi Yossi, and only then does the Ben Hashmashas Rabbi Yossi begin. Happens in a split second, but it's after Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmashas. So therefore, when she doesn't check during if she only checks during Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmashas, which is how we qualify the Machlekes, you didn't check during Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmashas. Oh, so then it's a Safek. Oh, then you have to suspect. And therefore, the first Brisa according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra is saying that you have to be Cheshesh as far as Zavah Gedayla. But the high Tana, the Tana, the second Brisa held, then no, Ben Hashmashas, Rabbi Yehuda, yes, it's all the way at the end, but Meshech Sheikh, Rabbi Yehuda, it's part of the end of Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmashas. And therefore, since, as we explained, that she had a bedika cloth as a bedika during the entire Ben Hashmashas Rabbi Yehuda, so then she checked during both of their Ben Hashmashas because Rabbi Yossi is at the tail end of Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashmashas itself. So therefore, he said, yeah, you don't have to be chayshish because you checked during Rabbi Yehuda's, and that includes all the way the end of Rabbi Yehuda's is Rabbi Yossi's, and therefore, you don't have to be chayshish. So therefore, that's the two different opinions of the Tanoim in the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, and therefore one Braisa says Cheshesh, and the other Braisa says, if you check Rabbi Yehuda's, you don't have to be Cheshesh, because essentially that checked for Rabbi Yossi's too. Now, talking about one of the Braisa, continuing on this theme regarding Kesem, regarding finding a stain, Haroya Kesem, if a woman sees a stain, so the halacha is Metama Atzma, she makes herself Tame for the laws of Taharas, the Kaddishim, and Kaddishim, which a woman that was menstruating is Mitame for Taharas and for Kaddishim. So on that says the first opinion, she's Mitame them Luma Freya, retroactively, until the time when she had laundered the garment, where that's the last time we know that it was clean. But since the last time she laundered, she doesn't know when she had these stains. So whatever of Kaddishim and Taharas she touched, retroactively going back to the time that she laundered the garment, are going to be Tame. That's the Rebbe. Shimon Lazar, I mean, he says, no. Kachim mitama, yes, the kachim, karbanas, and those things, she's going to make tummy. But atzma in mitama, but herself, regarding the laws of Taras, no, that she's not going to make tummy all the way back to the time of when she last loaned her garment. And the reason for that is shalayehe kis mochama miriyasa. The laws of her stains, which is a rabbinic law, can't be, it's not logical to say that it's more severe than when she has an actual discharge, when she sees a discharge from her body. Because, meaning to say that it goes all the way back to the time when she last laundered her garment, because the halacha is, as we said in the opening mishnah of this mesechta, that when a woman has a discharge, that's only, we suspect, for the prior 24 hours. Now, are you going to tell me for her stain, it's going to go, let's say, for the past 5 days, when the last time that she laundered her garment? It's not logical to say that, and therefore it's not going to have that stringency. But then the Gemara asks, but Vamatzinu Kisma Chamamiriyasal in Kachem. But what's Rabbi Shimon Elazar gaining? He's still saying that the stain is more severe than the discharge regarding the laws of Kachem, because he agrees by Kachem that there the Tumah is going to be Lamafri until the time that she laundered the garments. He's only saying for herself, for the Tumas and for Taharas that she touched, oh, that's not going to make Tumah. But for Kachem, it is. But isn't that making the laws of stains more severe than her discharge? So the Gemara says, you're right, El Tan Elche, rather learn the Brice like this. He says, "Av kachim ein matami." Right, even for kachim, she does not make tami. Going retroactive back to the last time that she laundered her garment, shalei kis mochama miriyasa lechaldap. We don't want the laws of her stains to be more severe than an actual discharge for any law. And since for discharges are only suspect for the prior 24 hours, we're not going to make her stain go more than that, all the way back to the time of when she last laundered her garment. Continuing on this theme, turn upon learn the brisa with the laws of kesem, rasa kesem. If a woman sees a stain, she finds a stain in her garment, which we suspect to be menstrual blood. V'achkach rasadam, and then within 24 hours, she actually has a discharge of from her body, a flow of blood. So toile kisma b'riyasa. So she could suspend the stain and say that it's because of this discharge. And we say, oh, this stain is obviously from this menstrual flow, which is happening a few hours later or 10 hours later, whatever it is. And hence, she's tar from contaminating the stain, which we said usually goes back to the time of the last time she laundered her garment. No, because that's because we don't know when it happened, so it could have been a few days ago. No, we're saying no. This stain was the beginning staining of this flow, and therefore, from when she found it onward is what we're going to consider as tummy, because it's from this that's coming now, not that it happened 3 days ago or 4 days ago or whatever it is. Now, but again, that's only if it's me'es leis. That's only if it's within 24 hours that she has the discharge from when she finds the stain. That's Divrei Rebbe, who, although Rebbe said that usually go to Mafreya, here you're not going to go. Pshimin Lazarim, he says, Yoimai, it's day. In other words, if she has an actual flow of blood during the day of when she finds the stain, then you could be toilet on this flow of blood. But if, let's say, the sun had already set, even though it's still within 24 hours, then you cannot be toilet, and then you still say the halacha of being metamal Mafreya. Amar Rebbe, Rebbe said, Nirin Dvar Midavarai. It would appear actually the opinion of my disputant, Reb Shimon Elazar, more than my opinion. Why? Shehu Masakna, because he's fixing the woman and he's being more lenient. Vanima Avasa, and I'm ruining it for her. That, and since the halachas of Kesamim, of stains, is rabbinic, you're supposed to go after the opinion of the more lenient interpretation. So on that, the Gemara asks, Masakna, Reb Shimon Elazar is the one who's being more lenient? Avasi ma'avasalah. To the contrary, Reb Shimon Elazar is being more stringent, because he said that even though it's within 24 hours, you will say that it's going to be tamei l'mafreya, because he says it's only within that same day. If, let's say, it happened an hour before Shkia and then 3 hours later she has Ria, he says it's not going to be mikan l'ba, it is going to be tamei l'mafreya. So how could he say that it should be like him, because he's more lenient, he's more stringent? So Ravina says, you're right, Epoch, you have to switch around. Say what Rebbe was saying was, it would appear my opinion more than his opinion, because I'm the more lenient and he's more stringent. Or actually, Rav Nachman says, no, loyal my tepach, you don't have to switch it around. Yes, Rav Shimon Elazar is more lenient. How so? In a certain aspect. Shehu mesaken hilchasela de ziva. He's fixing and being more lenient in her halachas regarding the laws of being a zava. Vanima avas hilchesela de ziva. And I'm being more stringent and ruining her for the halachas of ziva. Why? For ziva, he's more lenient because according to Reb Shimon Elazar, where if she didn't see it during the same day, could have been a few hours later, but it's not during the same day. So he said that we don't say that the stain was part of this re'ir right now. So therefore, we count the days of her nida. When does the nida cycle start? From when she had the actual flow. And we don't start the days of Ziva until it's 8 days after the beginning of her flow. Now, whereas according to Rebbe, you count from the beginning of her Nida cycle from when she found the stain. Now, although that's also leniency, that she could actually immerse herself after the seventh day from when she had the stain if it stopped. Now, but from the day 8 of her stain is which begins the days of her Ziva, because it's 7 days of Nida, then begins the first day of the 11 days of Ziva. But it comes out that according to Rebbe, he's being more stringent regarding the laws of Ziva. Why? Because when she sees on day 8 from when she had her stain, so we say that that's a day of Ziva. And then she has to keep a Shemeris Yom, which is the 9th day, to make sure that that's the state of Tara, which is what happens if you see 1 or 2 days during the days of Ziva. You have to be Shemeris Yom, Keneged Yom, the next day has to be totally clean. Now, if she sees besides that day, which they ate another 2 days with it, she becomes a Zava Gedayla. Whereas according to Reb Shimon, he says day 8 from her stain is day 7 from her flow, which is therefore considered the end of her nida, day 7 of her nida. And therefore, when you see on that day, he holds you don't have to be Shemeris Yom another the next day after that to make sure it's tar, because it's the last day of nida. You could see and then table that night. And moreover, if she sees another 2 days with that, according to Reb Shimon Laza, she's not going to be a Zava Gedayla, because the first day of those 3 days was Seif Nida, not Chila Ziva. So it comes out that I'm going to bring her from this stain to a state of Ziva, whether of a Zava Katana, of a Shemer Yisrael, or of a Zava Gedayla, to have to then keep Shivan Akim. But he doesn't require, and therefore in that he's more lenient, and therefore he says, Allah is like him, more than like me. Now the Gemara introduces the following statement that will relate back to this halacha of Rebbe. Reb Zeir asked from Reb Zeir the following question. Ksamim, this halacha of a woman who has a stain, which, so we have to suspect, and we treat her as a nida. Now, so she has to count 7 days, and then she immerses that after the seventh day, and then she, like a regular nida. So the question is, Tzrichin Hefzik Tahara, does she need a Hefzik, which is a stop of purification, which is the halacha by a regular nida, a woman who had a flow of blood, on the seventh day, right before the end of the 7 days, she has to do a bedikah, she has to make sure the flow has stopped, and then she could immerse herself in that evening. So the question is, does this woman who became, quote, a nida because of her stain, have to check by twilight of the seventh day to make sure we have a stop of purification? Or maybe not, because she's not a regular nida. We had a suspicion because of a stain on her garment. Maybe we never had an awareness that she had a flow to require hafsik tahara. Or maybe you say that even they require hafsik tahara. So ishtik v'leim alevelim midi. So Reb Basi was silent and he didn't say anything. He didn't answer the question. Now Zimnan, a different time, Ashkeche, Reb Zeir encountered Reb Basi, the Yosef Akama. He was sitting and was saying over the previous teaching of Rebbe, which was, Rebbe said, okay, toile kesma briya. So you could suspend, and although we have a kesem, you always have to suspect the last time was garment. But he said you could suspend and say that the stain is from this coming flow that happened after you find the stain, if it's me'es le'es, if it's within 24 hours from when you found the stain. That's divi Rebbe. On that, Rav Asi came and he explained, and he says, now there's a machlekes in that halacha. And that is Amr Shlokesh. Rav Shlokesh said that behu shabatka. But this is only if she went and she checked herself as a hefsek tahara by the twilight of the seventh day from when she found her stain. Then, that's showing that she considered the kesem as the beginning, that staining of this current nida cycle of her flow. But if she didn't do a hefsek tahara on that seventh day from when she had the stain, so she obviously reveals her consciousness, her intentionality, that from the day of her flow is when she considers the beginning of her nida cycle. So then she's causing for herself to separate her stain from her ri'iyah. So then said Rish Lakish, that actually then her stain will contaminate retroactively from the last time, meaning when she was wearing it. Because she's obviously not considering it as part of this nida cycle. Because if she would, she would have done the hefsek tahara on day 7 of the stain, not from the next day of day 7 from when she had the flow. So it's only if she did a bedikah as a hefsek tahara, then we consider it as part of it. But if not, it wouldn't be connected with it. Rabbi Yechonam, he disagrees. He says, no, afa pi shaloi batka. No, even if she didn't do a hefsek tahara on day 7 of the stain, since she could have been toilet as the beginning of this coming nida cycle, so that has nothing to do with her intention and her revealing her opinion, and therefore she doesn't lose by that, and therefore we're still going to treat that stain as part of that Re'ir that she had a few hours later, and not to say retroactively tummy from the last time that she cleaned her clothing. Now, on that omalei, so when Reb Zeir heard Reb Asi saying that machlekes in this opinion of Rebbe, so Reb Zeir said to Reb Asi, wait a second, from the fact that Rebbe and Rish Lakish disagree regarding suspending, do we suspend that this kesem is from the Re'ir that you have after that? If she inspected herself from 7 days after the stain or not. So machla, but the inference obviously is that what's assumed according to all opinions is the kesam tzrichin hefsek tahara, that generally stains do require a hefsek tahara, and that it's normal to check on the seventh day of her stain and to make a hefsek tahara. Question was, if she doesn't do it, does that reveal that therefore she obviously does not consider it, or that does not make a difference? But obviously we say that you do make a hefsek tahara for a kesam. So Rav Asi says, yes, obviously that's what everyone holds, that you have to make a hefsek tahara for a stain. So that's a gzeretim, but v'azimnin tzagin v'imenach. But many times in the past, I asked you this question, you didn't tell me anything. Dilma agav shitvach asilach, maybe through the flow of your learning, that's how it came to you, that obviously now you came to the awareness that, oh yeah, obviously that's presumed according to everyone that there's a hefzik tar, but you didn't realize that back then. Amalein, he says, yes, agav shitvach asili, through the flow of my learning, I came to this awareness that obviously it does require hefzik tara, although I didn't know that at the time when you asked me the question. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing the theme of the previous Mishnah regarding what's called Mekukelis. When a woman, because of either whatever the circumstance is, the calendar of her knowing her Nida and Ziva cycle gets confused, which is as follows. Says the Mishnah, Haroya Yom Yud Aleph Bein Hashmashes. There's the 7 days of Nida, and then there's the 11 days of Ziva. Now, day 11 is considered the end of Ziva, and after that starts the new Nida cycle. The difference is, if a woman sees on the Nida cycle one day, that makes her a Nida for the next 7 days. Now, if it's during the Ziva, then that's just that one day, and then it's over. She doesn't have a Shiva Nikiyim, and she's not a Nida to require 7 days. So if someone sees on the 11th day by twilight, which is doubt, is it daytime, and therefore it's Dam of Ziva, and therefore, okay, maybe you need Rosh Hashanah, and maybe not, and you don't have to keep 7 days, or maybe it's nighttime already, and it's Tchilas Nida, and she's now a Nida for the next 7 days. So she's what's called Tchilas Nida, Besleif Nida. It's a doubt. Is it the beginning of the Nida or the end of the Nida? Which the Gemara is actually going to ask on this terminology. It's not Tchilas Nida, Besleif Nida. It's a doubt. Is it the beginning of the Nida or the end of Ziva? But be that as it may, she's in the situation of what's called Taya, of an error. So therefore, we don't know. Maybe it's Tchilas Nida. So she has to now wait for 7 days now because maybe it was Tchilas Nida. Now the problem then is, the reason why now she's in an all mixed up situation is, so okay, out of doubt you're making her sit 7 days as if she's in Nida. But if after those 7 days, the day after that, she has Re'iya, now we have to be stringent. Now we have to say, okay, so if those were really 7 days in Nida, now she's just a 1 day in Ziva, so she has to have Bishamaris Yom. But we could say now, no, maybe the first time that she saw, maybe it actually was not Tchilas Nida, maybe it actually was Seif Ziva. And if that was Seif Ziva, that was nothing. That was 1 day. You didn't have to for 7 days. That means to say now that she's seeing Re'iya is actually Tchilas Nida. And therefore, now she has to sit for 7 days. Moreover, if let's say she sees for 3 days in a row, so we have to be more stringent in her say now, the first time that she saw, maybe actually it was Tchilas Nida. And so therefore the 7 days that she sat was halachically sound. And now that she saw for 3 days, now she's actually a Zava Gedayla and she has to sit for Shiva Nikiyim. And not that as if now was Tchilas Nida and to only have to sit those 3 days and another 4 days. So therefore, she's always going to be in the state of disarray of Mekukelis, and until she's rectified, as the Gemara says in Erech and Daf Ches Amud Aleph at length, about what does a woman do in situations when it's confusing, how many days does she have to go through clean to know that she's for sure cleared and reset and starting over in Tchilas Nida. So that's one situation of doubt, which is like, is it the beginning of the Nida, or the end of Ziva, or Tchilas Ziva, V'Seif Ziva, which again, the Gemara is going to amend this case to also, it's not beginning of Ziva and end of Ziva, it's going to be, is it the beginning of Nida, or it's going to be the end of either the beginning of Ziva or the end of Nida. So that's one type of, one type of cases. Or let's say, similarly, Yom Arbam Lezach. What happens is that a woman gives birth to a boy or girl. For a boy, for 7 days she's Tame, and then 33 days she's Tara, going all the way to the end of 40 days. And for a girl, it's 14 days of Tame, and then 66 days of Tara, which goes all the way until day 80 from birth. So Yom Arbam Lezach, if she has a discharge on day 40 as a boy, for giving birth to a boy, or day 80 from giving birth to a girl. Now, all these cases, Bein Hashmashes L'Kulam, we're talking about that in all these cases, if she has a discharge during twilight, so that twilight, again, is doubtful. Is it Tame? Is it Tar? Let's say in the last case we said, if it's still day 40 or day 80, and it's not the next day yet, so that blood is all Tar. But if it's nighttime, then it's Tame. So Hare Elu Tayas, so all these women that we describe, they're now in a state of error. Because if, let's say, she sees on day 8, so we're not sure, is she in Nida? Because maybe what was beforehand was still in the state of purity, or maybe it was then Nida, and now maybe she's during the days of Ziva, and it's a suffix Shemir Hashem Keneged Yam, and so to and so forth, it keeps on continuing until she stops, as we said in the Mishnah Masechta Seirchin, for a long period of time, depending on the situation, to know that for sure then that she started over and she's done with whatever possibilities it could have been for Nida and Ziva. Now, Amr Bishua, he says, Until you're going to go ahead and fix up the fools, meaning these women who are in the state of error, where they had a re'ir during a time of doubt, during twilight, was this ziva days, nida days, you may led this days, or oppose that. Instead of being busy with that, go ahead and fix the sane women who see at a definitive time. And still we have to fix what's called the pischei nida, the opening of their calendars, and to fix out and figure out when times that they could have relations, when they can't have, as the Brice will explain the Gemara exactly whom the type he refers to, instead of picking cases like over here by Bein Hashmash, is to say that in those types of women that are in doubtful types of days. But the Gemara asks, as we alluded to in the terminology of the opening case of our Mishnah, Tchilas nida v'soif nida, why are we calling it that she's in doubt when she sees on day 11 of the day Ziva by Bein Hashmash is that that's doubt is the beginning of a nida or the end of a nida cycle. Tchilas nida v'soif Ziva, it's not a doubt is it the beginning of nida or the end of nida, it's a doubt is it the beginning of the nida or is it still the end of the 11th day of Ziva. So Rav Chizkiya says, you're right, this is what the first two cases of the Mishnah are saying. The first case was saying if she sees at the end of the 11th day during twilight, so that's your right, Tchilas Nida b'Seif Ziva. That's a doubt. Is it already the beginning of the Nida and she has to sit for 7 days? Or is it the end of Ziva? Additionally, the second case was saying, u'b'shvi l'nidasa, when a woman has a discharge on the 7th day of her Nida, by twilight, so we don't know, is that Seif Nida? Is that the end of the Nida and then therefore when she immerses that night, she's done? Or is it v'Tchilas Ziva, not Tchilas Nida, meaning that we change the word from Seif Ziva, Tchilas Ziva, to Seif Nida, but Tchilas Ziva, maybe it's already the beginning of her 11 days of Ziva, and again, therefore, that's a doubt regarding what the halachic status is. Do you have to be Shemar Siyam Kenegad Yayim or not? I'm going to see 3 days in a row. Is that making Zavah Gedolah, or was that still part of Seif Nida, and then you don't combine the two? That's what the opening two cases of the Mishnah we're talking about, and therefore, we are amending those words from Ziva to Nida and from Nida to Ziva.